So you just heard a really nice description of the history of the Lateran Basilica. Thank you. I'll give you a Catholic trivia fact of the day. Okay, under the main altar in that basilica are the remains of a wooden table that tradition says St. Peter used when he said Mass. Now, celebrating this feast today really invites us to ask a question. And the question is, just what is a church? Is it A, a divine building for God? Is it B, the collection of God's people who gather together in that space? Or is it C, a metaphor for the individual Christian? Trick question. St. Paul would say it's all three, okay? Because the word church comes from a Greek word, kyriakon, which is the possessive form of kyrios, which means Lord. So church, kyriakon, literally means to be possessed by God. And we as individuals should be possessed by God. And we as a parish should be possessed by God. And this sacred space should be possessed by God. Now that's something that's worth meditating on, because it's something that has serious implications for us as individuals, for us as a parish, and for how we approach being in this space. Now, the fundamental building block for all that is church is the individual Christian. Because from all of us, then, our parish church is built. And then we as a parish, we come together and we construct this space that we call church. Now, if our foundation as individual Christians isn't solid, then what we build as a parish and what we accomplish in this building will amount to, at best, nothing. And perhaps something worse than nothing. And perhaps we will create a structure that not only doesn't support Christ's mission, but works against it. And the foundation that we must build our lives upon? Well, St. Paul tells us that in today's second reading. None other than the one that is there, Jesus Christ. Now, in the ordinary business of life, it's easy to get sidetracked to other issues. In the day-to-day busyness of life, can demand so much of our attention and our energy that it seems like we really don't have anything left to spend on a relationship with Jesus. But that is the one thing that St. Paul tells us time and time and time again that we must not do. Okay, how many of us have work commutes that we fill in with the radio or podcasts? I mean, even Christian podcasts. Maybe some of that time should be spent quietly with Jesus. Because praying while you're driving is not considered distracted driving. How many of us can find time for social media or to sit in front of a TV screen but feel like it just isn't enough time to have a conversation with Jesus? And if we come together as a parish and it's not built upon Christians whose lives have a foundation in Jesus, what are we going to have? Okay? We won't have a church that's possessed by God. I mean, what we will have is a club or a philanthropic organization or a social advocacy group or a business, but it won't be a church. We will not have a community that is called to prepare for the kingdom of God. We will not be a community that invites all to know the person of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit and thus be drawn into communion with the Father. And if our parish is not built on a foundation of a personal relationship with Jesus, then what will this building become? Simply a pretty building that costs an awful lot of money. We will not have a building that changes people's lives through the power of the sacramental grace, as we're going to see here today with this young lady. We will not have a building where people are literally fed the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. So the challenge that is before us today is, as we walk out of this building today, let's do so with the resolution to spend some personal time this week with Jesus, with the goal then of coming back next week prepared to help our parish become ever more Christ-centered, so that this building can be used by Christ in the way that he can accomplish what he wants to accomplish. This week, let us live our lives as church, as kyriakon, possessed by God.